Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. The latest news in the market resembles the 1950s radio disc jockey that shouted between songs, and the hits just keep on coming. Previous Wall Street darling stocks managed to get off the mat after being hammered down by 70, 80, 90% or more, only to be carpet slammed again and again by another brutal sell-off on any given day. Relentless is the word that comes to mind to describe this market. Crypto fans who dabble in the Bitcoin universe and thought they were safe are finding out that they too are not immune from the market's financial beatdowns. More than a handful of cybercoin dealers and marketeers have had liquidity problems in the past few weeks, with some halting or limiting redemptions. The so-called stablecoin Terra USD, which was supposed to remain in lockstep with the US dollar, lost its mojo as it not only failed to maintain its peg to the dollar, but almost completely collapsed a few weeks ago. Now the news wires contain almost daily headlines that major players in the crypto universe are having some very serious financial issues. Warning multiple times cyber coins were vapor, I reiterate a dire warning again today that the whole cyber universe reeks of an out-of-control mania that will end badly. My opinion, of course. In fact, the cybercoin phenomenon is the worst mania we've ever seen when we compare it to previous price explosions and any other asset mania recorded in human history. Unfortunately, these types of liquidity headlines have a tendency to become only more frequent until the one headline that announces a total collapse of the asset in question or that of a major player hits the wires and causes an all-out panic wipeout. Not saying it will happen again, of course, as no one can forecast the workings of financial markets, but the whole thing has a very familiar ring to it. Since Bitcoin came to my attention about 7 years ago, I never did trust it and have always been suspicious of its surviving in any real usable form. The coins themselves, called tokens, are not guaranteed by any government, and the market has grown into the trillions of dollars. It is estimated over $1 billion worth of Bitcoin accounts have been lost in cyberspace due to password loss or theft. The actual numbers may never be known. Never knew anyone who lost a bank or stock account. This brings another issue to light that bothers the heck out of me. Truthfully, I don't understand the whole cyber coin thing, how it works, who runs it, and all the ins and outs of this relatively new version of electronic currency. And frankly, I believe few people do. With trillions in cyberspace, no doubt there are many, many hands in the mix, of which we have no idea of their moral makeup and honesty versus their self-interest. We also know that there are tens of thousands of very computer-savvy thieves out there running amongst them, looking to snatch your coins. With no one you can call or ask for assistance from, an investor is at the mercy of this vast and complicated electronic universe in the internet. Making matters worse, it has no checks or balances that apparently work right, and there is little or no regulatory oversight at this time, although some is pending by concerned governments. The whole thing is downright frightening to me. And finally, I'm surprised one of the reasons proponents of Bitcoin and the like tell me they want to invest in it because governments can't mess with it, and cybercoin's autonomous qualities, which means nobody knows you have it. Excuse me, but Bitcoin and other cyber currencies are anything but autonomous. A dollar bill or gold coin has no memory, which is to say, what it was spent on is forever unknown to the next holder. Look at a dollar bill or gold coin and tell me what it has bought in the past. Cybercoins, however, being in cyberspace forever, maintain a record of where and when it moved and who moved it. This is the ultimate in a tracking history, should governments wish to install themselves more into the universe of cybercoins. That the anti-government and conspiracy crowd flocks to this anti-cash asset, where its record-keeping is airtight and written in stone forever, is to me more than baffling. The rest of the cybercoin tale remains to be seen. I have a feeling it's not going to end well. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. The newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.